Tonight. Been pondering on the word for the last few weeks, and the word is burden. The word is burden. And if you look in the Bible, there are quite a few scriptures concerning the word burden. But tonight, I want to deal with the word burden in one particular way, and we want to talk about the burden of sin. The burden of sin. And so, when I say the word burden, again, we think about, you know, some people say, well, I'm under a prayer burden, or I'm under a, you know, a particular, maybe I've got a heavy burden that I'm praying about, or maybe there are certain burdens. But again, I want to deal with it in a certain way tonight, in about sin being a burden. And tonight I want to, you know, with the help of the Lord, just bring awareness to that particular aspect or the word burden. And I want to say this before I get started. To the Christian, it ought to be a warning to us. To the one who may be in sin, there's freedom from that burden tonight. And then also, I think that as we bring forth these thoughts tonight, maybe we can have, as Christians, have compassion for those that are in sin. You know, sometimes I think that we get, what do you want to say, frustrated, we get aggravated, you know, we get, maybe sometimes we get a little upset, maybe with some of our family, maybe some of our friends, some of those that are caught up in the burden of sin tonight. And so we want to go to a particular scripture, Exodus chapter 1, and we want to look at verses 5 through 11. And I want to read out of the Amplified, and I will follow up with my main scripture out of the King James Version. But I want to read this out of the Amplified tonight. So Exodus chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. Starting at verse 5, all the descendants of Jacob were 70 people. I want you to think about that. So Jacob, when Joseph came to Egypt, brought Jacob's household, all the family, into Egypt. And at this particular time, there were 70 people. Joseph was already in Egypt, and Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. But the Israelites were prolific and increased greatly. They multiplied and became extremely strong, so that the land was filled with them. Now, a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph nor the history of his accomplishments. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the sons of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. They greatly outnumber us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them so that they will not multiply in the event of war. Join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land. And so this is where our thoughts coming from tonight. So they set taskmasters over them to oppress with hard labor. And in the King James Version, it says, therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. And so the condition of Israel under the hand of Pharaoh and the taskmasters is likened to the condition of a soul lost in sin. Sometimes we talk about spiritual Egypt and the bondage that people are in as far as the spiritual condition of people are concerned. But the dictionary, when we talk about burden, the word burden says it's a load, typically a heavy one. Now, as I thought about this, and I'm glad Brother Eric has this tonight. But Brother Eric's helping me out. I want you to think about this. And I don't know, I think Brother Damon's been in the military, but I want you to think about this. I hear about 5-mile hikes, and I hear about people in full battle gear and those sorts of things in the Army, and they in their backpacks, those backpacks could actually weigh anywhere from 90 to 140 pounds. What'd you think about that? Now you think, oh, that's no big deal. I'm going to start off. And that's what I think about people in sin. They think, oh, this is no big deal. This sin's just a little small sin. It's not going to hurt me. And that sin's, every sin that's committed starts filling that backpack, and it becomes a heavy load. It becomes a heavy burden upon people. And so I think about, you know, as, you know, even in the Army, have you, Brother Damon, have you been in any long hikes before with a backpack fully loaded? What's it get like after the first mile?
It gets heavy.
How about the second mile?
Yeah, you just become numb to it after a while because it gets so heavy.
You become numb to it, but I have a feeling that a lot of the guys are starting to go. By the time you hit mile five, everybody's dragging. You don't have to fall to the ground because you're pretty much dragging the ground. But I want you to think about the load of sin, the burden of sin. It's heavy. It's heavy. And you liken those, and you liken, I think about in Pilgrim's Progress, think about Christian and that heavy load that he carried. And it did roll away at Calvary, right? But I want you to think about the heavy load or the heavy burden that people are carrying tonight under the load of sin. And it also said here, this was a survey that was done from recent wars and it found that dismounted or ground troops carry 90 to 140 pounds or more into combat. Now, heavy loads reduce mobility, increase fatigue, and reduce mission performance. And I can imagine a person under the burden of sin. Under the burden of sin. They're not able to function like God intends them to function. They aren't able to do those things that God designed them to do. They're tired. They're tired under the weight and the burden of that sin. And so imagine with me, again, this person carrying a heavy load, being burdened down with sin day after day. And I think about, you know, Matthew Henry, the Bible commentator, noted that the Egyptians, they took care. I want you to think about this. The Egyptians took care to keep the people of Israel poor by charging them heavy taxes, which some think is included in the burdens with which they afflicted them. Not only were they toiling under the heavy load, but they were afflicted. I want you to think about the word afflict. What does the word afflict mean? Distress so severely as to cause persistent suffering or anguish. So not only were they under the burden of sin, but they were suffering. These people were suffering under that heavy load that the Egyptians were putting on them. And I want you to think about people that are under the burden of sin tonight. Not only are they under a heavy load, but they are suffering. They're suffering under that load. They're suffering under that load. And as we observe ones, you know, sin will not only bind one, but it will make one poor. As we observe ones living in sin, you know, they're not happy. You know, they might put on a good, happy face. They might put on an air like, I am having a great time. But they're not really happy. You may say that they're living it up. You know, we may look on and you say, well, you know, they seem to be having a really, really good time. They seem to be living it up. And from all appearances, that may be the case. But the question that I have, and some of you that may have been under the load of sin and now you're free from it, what was it like in the quiet hours? What is it like in the quiet hours of the night? What is it like when you're alone and not all, you know, not all this partying and all this stuff going on around? What is it like? Brother Damon, I hate to put you on the spot, but what was it like in your quiet hours?
It was basically torture. I mean, you just would rather be dead a lot of times because of the pain of everything you have.
And young people, I want you to think about that. Brother Damon said it was torture. You know, while you're around your friends, while everything's going good, while you're partying and living it up, you know, it's one thing. But what about those lonely hours? What about that time when you're just alone with your thoughts all by themselves? You're a tortured soul. You're a tortured soul. You're an afflicted soul. You're suffering under the weight of that sin. And do you really think that people that are living in sin, they'll never tell you this, but do you really think that they have peace? Do you really think that they have peace? And why is it that they're seeking somebody strong, something stronger, or they're seeking a thrill greater than the last thrill? I know people today that are buying, you know, they need a bigger house, they need another car, they need another truck, they need another job, they need. Why? Because they're not happy. They're not satisfied. They're not satisfied. Why? Sin keeps people chasing. Sin keeps people chasing. That's what that burden, you know, they may not be stooped over. You may not see them under that bird of sin, but what that burden does is it keeps them chasing after something. Why? Because they're hungry. They're hungry for something better. They're hungry for something better, and sin's not going to satisfy. By this severe distress inflicted upon them, the children of Israel were made slaves. And when one is in sin, young people, they're a slave. You might think, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. I have freedom to do what I want. I've heard numerous young people, I can't wait till I'm 18 years old. I can leave the home, I can leave the church, and I can do what I want. No, they're actually becoming a slave to sin. They're becoming a slave to sin. There's not actually freedom in what they're doing. And so I looked up the definition of slave. And I want you to think about this. Definition is one held in forced servitude. Their life is not their own. Someone else controls them. And that's what they are in sin. Is they are servants, and they're not in control of their life. They're under somebody else's control. Somebody else's control. And when one gives themselves over to sin, they are under the control of sin. Their life is not their own. And they are driven by that habit, that vice, that attitude, whatever it might be. They're driven by it. They're bound by it. I think about when we're driving our vehicle, all right? In most cases that we're driving our vehicle, we're in control of it, right? Now, sometimes with weather and some other instances, sometimes we're not in control of it. But I would say the biggest percentage of the time, we're in control of our vehicle. We're taking our vehicle and we know that, let's say that we're going over to Starbucks out in Heath. All right, I know where I'm wanting to go, and so I am guiding that car and directing that car to where I want to go. Would everybody agree with that? I'm in control of that car. However, when one is under the burden and influence of sin, it's the sin that drives the individual. They're not in control of their lives. They may have ambitions, they may have places that they want to go and things they want to do, and they might achieve those things. But they're still being driven by that sin. They still don't have the freedom. You know, there's a lot of people that might be rich and they have a lot of these earthly goods, but they're truly not happy. They're truly not happy. They don't have that joy. They don't have that peace. They don't have that satisfaction that only God can bring tonight. Now, the Israelites, here's another thing. Under this burden, remember, the burden that they were afflicted with, the Israelites had taskmasters set over them who were directed. I want you to think about this. So, Pharaoh directed them to do this. They were directed not only to burden the Israelites, but as much as might be to afflict them with their burdens and contrive to make them grievous. Well, what is grievous? And we're talking about sin tonight. Remember, there's correlations between sin and what the children of Israel went through. And so God help us to make this clear. Grievous. The word grievous means causing or characterized by severe pain, suffering, and sorrow. Again, when we're in spiritual Egypt, when we're in sin, that's where we're at. We're in spiritual Egypt. And the children of Israel, if I remember right, they were crying out to God for help. They were crying out to God for help. Why? Because they were so severely afflicted. They were under that burden, that great burden. They were suffering. They were in pain. They were in great sorrow. And they cried out to God. Well, God heard their prayer. God heard their prayer. And God sent a deliverer. In the name of who? Moses. Sent a deliverer in the name of Moses. Well, guess what, young people? We've got a deliverer greater than Moses. We've got a deliverer that God sent to earth. And matter of fact, Sister Karen portrayed it in a most beautiful way last Sunday. We had a deliverer come to earth, and that was Jesus Christ. And I thank God for that tonight. That not only can he deliver and save us from our sin, but you know the Holy Spirit is right there to help us live this Christian life. We don't have to do it alone. But I want you to think about those people that are in sin, in spiritual Egypt tonight. They're suffering tonight. They're in pain. They're in sorrow. And so just because we're Christians, it doesn't mean that we won't have suffering in our lives. I want you to think about that. Just because that we are Christians and we're living for the Lord, God didn't say in his word, I haven't found anywhere in his word that says, because you're a Christian, you're going to be free from all suffering here on earth. That's not the case. That's not the case. Our Savior suffered, right? Our Savior suffered, and he suffered everything that we are suffering. Suffered everything that we are suffering. But what's the difference tonight? What's the difference tonight? Well, when we're suffering severe pain, when we're suffering sorrow, when we're going through trials of this life, I'm thankful that he is there. God is there to help us through those trials, through those valleys that we go through. And not only did Pharaoh and the Egyptians, the taskmasters, make them serve, which was really, for Pharaoh's profit, what'd they do? They were building the great cities, the treasure cities. And they were building the pyramids and all those sorts of things. It was to Pharaoh's profit that he did that. Why? Because the Israelites were industrious people. They were very industrious people. So he took advantage of that. And that's what sin does. Sin takes advantage of the person it controls. Sin takes advantage of the person that it controls. And so, not only did they serve for Pharaoh's profit, but they were made to serve with rigor. Brother Decker mentions that all the time, that they were made to serve with rigor so that their lives became bitter to them. I want you to think about that. They were made to serve with rigor so that their lives became bitter. I don't want to go through life being a bitter person, but that's what sin does. I know people that are very bitter individuals. Not that they want to be that way. It's because sin has made them that way. They're very bitter individuals. Very, very bitter individuals. Rigor is an act or instance of strictness, severity, or cruelty. I want you to think about that. When one is in sin, they serve with rigor. The enemy's cruel. Just like these Egyptians. The enemy's cruel. And here they're serving with strictness, severity, and cruelty. Sin's cruel, young people. Sin's cruel. And so tonight, as we finish up our thoughts, again, I just want to bring you to mind tonight that there is, when we talk about the burden of sin, it's a heavy load. But not only is it a heavy load, it brings bitterness, it brings suffering, it brings sorrow, it brings a lot of things to a person's life that they don't have to suffer. That's the thing tonight. You don't have to suffer under the load or the burden of sin. And it's a heavy load to carry. I don't know about you. I don't like to carry heavy things. I don't like to carry heavy things. You know, I had, when I was, as one guy that I worked with, he says, one of these days, you're not going to be so young and dumb. But he, as soon as he got done saying that, he said, here, will you pick up this chunk of steel for me and move it from here to here? Well, of course, I wanted to prove that I could do it, so I pick up this 200-pound chunk of steel and go, you know. Well, that's why I got, now that's why when I look at things that are heavy, my back hurts. I don't even have to pick it up. All I have to do is look at it, my back hurts. But sometimes I think, you know, young people, if we're not careful, we're trying to prove to some people that, you know what, just because other people suffered underneath this load doesn't mean that I'm going to suffer under this load. But I guarantee you that the load of sin or the burden of sin is a hard taskmaster tonight. It's a hard taskmaster. You will suffer. You will suffer. It will be grievous. There will be pain. There will be sorrow. And again, like I said, just because we're Christians doesn't mean that we're not going to go through pain and suffering and sorrow. But I'm thankful tonight that we have one that we can turn to. People out in the world don't have anyone to turn to. Only maybe other people that are suffering right along with them. But what comfort is there in that? I'm thankful that we serve the God of all comfort tonight. We serve the God, a God that loves us and cares for us, and He wants to see us do good. But I thank God that we can take and lay our head down on our pillow at night and have the peace of God in our heart and mind. We don't have to sit there, or we don't have to lay there at night and think about what would happen if I die, if I go to sleep. Brother Alex?
Burden of sin is life for a season. It just keeps adding to itself. And habits might not catch up to you for a while, but when they do, you're sure in for a bad deal. And there's nothing worse than a tormented mind. It can't compare to any other pain or suffering, because that's how you deal with things, is with your mind. And if you can't control your mind, you're tormented in your mind, then none of these other things matter.
Exactly. And so, young people tonight, again, I know that we have a wonderful, wonderful group of young people, but sometimes I think as we go through this life, sometimes if we're not careful, we get blinded by the fact. We get blinded by the fact that we've done this for such a long time, and we lose our carefulness, right? We lose our carefulness in our way of living. And so, young people, let's be aware. Let's be aware that, you know, the enemy's going to do everything he can to get us to fall into sin. Or get us into an attitude, you know, I've got my life to live, and I'm going to live it the way that I want. Just be aware. Just be aware that you're not living your own life. You're living what the enemy, or you living in such a way the enemy wants you to live. He's the one that's in control. Sin's the one that's in control. And so, you know, I believe we all have unsaved loved ones. And I'm sure at times, again, as we said earlier, our patience wears a little thin. We're saddened by the things that sin leads them to do. And we don't have to love the sin. But, however, it will be by our love, the love of God that we show, that is shown through us, that we may win those ones. I want you to think about that. It's through our prayers. It's through the love that we show. You know, again, we may get a little agitated with them sometimes, because of the things that they do. But, you know, it's going to take the love of God working through us. And I also think if there's one here tonight that's living in sin, there's freedom from that bondage tonight. There's freedom from that bondage. There's freedom from that burden. You don't have to carry that burden. And I think about that song, What a Change. From the burden of sin to sweet peace within. What a change. What a change. And God can bring that change in your life too. Just like He's made that change in others, He can bring that change to your life. But young people, you know, I hope, with the help of the Lord, I brought forth, you know, the thought that sin is a burden. It's a heavy load to carry, and it's a load that we don't have to carry. We don't have to carry it tonight. Why? Because God made a way that we can be free from that. We can be free from that. And that should be our aim and goal, is to stay free from that tonight. But those that are burdened in sin tonight, let's continue to hold them up in prayer. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Because, I think that if you talk to ones tonight, they didn't intend to get where they are tonight, get into the condition that they were in tonight. But it's just been a series of choices, a series of choices that people make that get them to where they're at today. And so God help us. God help us to have compassion for those that are under that burden of sin tonight.